Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. I feel like I'm constantly reminding myself that we are all carrying around different stressors, big and small. But when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. And naturally, that can start to affect everything else around us, too. Therapy can be a safe place to get things off your chest and figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. I know that therapy isn't for everyone, but it definitely has benefited me in the past with learning how to sit with my feelings, set boundaries with people, and I don't know, learn how to function with a little less shame. But if you are thinking of starting therapy and access has been hard for you, maybe BetterHelp is the right fit. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient. You can get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/makeyourbed today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/makeyourbed. Oh, good morning, sunshine. Welcome to another day of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. For the last few days and over the next few days, we will be deep diving into The Artist's Way, a 12-week program written by Julia Cameron. Week one was an introductory week dedicated to recovering a sense of safety. And this week, week two, is dedicated to recovering a sense of identity. Julia starts this chapter with the words going sane. Because, she tells us, trusting our creativity is a new behavior for many of us. And because it's new, that means that this behavior might feel threatening at first, whether to us or the people who we know and love. Because no matter how you cut it, connecting to your creative self, your internal child, and recovering a sense of confidence and safety in that might look and feel a bit erratic. But she reminds us that this erraticism is a normal part of getting unstuck. It is required to pull free from the muck that is blocking us. But she reminds us that sometimes this going sane can actually feel a lot like we're going crazy. And if you've been here a while, you've definitely heard me talking about ebbs and flows and how most things have a natural ebb and flow to them. And Julia uses that here to remind us that there is this recognizable ebb and flow to the process of recovering our creative selves. As we gain strength, it will bring thoughts of self-doubt. But she offers this piece of reassurance that I think is so important and profound. She says that the stronger the self-doubt, the stronger the resistance, the more confident we should feel in our recovery. As long as we're careful not to let that self-criticism become a form of self-sabotage, we can again rely on the use of affirmations and confidence builders through some of the tasks she suggested from yesterday to help create a sense of safety and stability in our creativity. And I quote, "Creativity flourishes when we have a sense of safety and self-acceptance. Your artist, like a small child, is happiest when they feel a sense of security. As our artist's protective parent, we must learn to place our artist with safe companions. Toxic playmates can capsize our artist's growth." She goes on to say, not surprisingly, that the most toxic playmates for recovering our creative selves are people whose creativity is also blocked because watching our recovery can feel like a threat to the lack of theirs. She says, as long as we were blocked, we often felt that it was arrogance and self-will to speak of ourselves as creative artists. But the truth is that it was self-will to refuse to acknowledge our creativity. Now, naturally, I won't be reading the whole chapter, but I do want to share this portion where she says, blocked creatives are easily manipulated by guilt. And she says to be very careful to safeguard your newly recovering artist from this type of manipulation. And this is why I do get behind committing to the 12 weeks or committing to the morning pages or committing to the artist date or whatever you can commit to, because I truly do believe there is undeniable benefit from committing to yourself. Committing to the artist dates, committing to recovering your sense of identity through your artist, committing to writing in the journal every morning. Those commitments become a confidence builder for sure, but they also show you that you're important enough to show up for, and they take away a lot of that imposter syndrome and guilt and shame that I think a lot of people are carrying around in general, but I also think is a big reason why we do recovery processes like this, to release some of that shame and guilt and expectation. So the beauty of creating committed dates to yourself that have no expectations, that are foreplay, that are to prioritize you time and only you time to connect with your inner artist or what makes you feel joy, is a beautiful, undeniably healthy process, because you can't really nurture creativity if you don't take time to nurture yourself. She tells us to be gentle while being firm. And as someone who has struggled with depression a lot of my life, I do find that gentle firmness to be one of the best things I can do for my mental health in general, because it means I am showing up for myself. It means I am doing the basic essentials to feel like a human, but it also means I'm doing it in a way that is rooted in love and connection and nurturing and kindness. And by doing it gently, it means that I'll continue to show up longer, but it also means that when I am showing up, it's not out of guilt and shame. I am showing up out of love and care and compassion and gentleness. It really is that whole concept of the energy you bring is the energy you get. And that might not always be true outside of ourselves, but I can guarantee you, you'll see those benefits if you start turning them inward. She goes on to explain that a lot of us as creatives like to avoid being creative by surrounding ourselves with crazy makers, as she calls them. She says that crazy makers are personalities that create storm centers. Often charismatic, frequently charming, highly inventive, and powerfully persuasive. But for the creative person in their vicinity, they might be enormously destructive. They take over your whole life. They're the fixer-uppers. They offer a ton of distractions. And I've said it before, and I'll say it again, it is easier to focus on other people's problems than it is your own. It always will be. But that doesn't mean you should. She goes on to describe different types of crazy makers and some of the things that they do, like break deals, destroy schedules, discount your reality, expect special treatment. She says they spend your time and your money, and because they start to thrive on your energy, they begin to triangulate the people that they interact with, which means they might subconsciously do it to you too. But it's not just external sources that are going to lead to self-sabotage, right? As Julia says in this chapter, perhaps the greatest barrier for any of us as we look for an expanded life is our own deeply held skepticism. This might be called our secret doubt. And she says it doesn't really matter if we're skeptics of that doubt or not. If we're true believers or if we're a little agnostic about it, it doesn't really matter. There are some secret doubts that often have a lot of power over the way we consider our lives and how we show up to them. But she encourages us to air out this dirty laundry so that we can address where it's coming from so that it no longer has a stronghold on our creative expression and growth. But as we're airing it out, it might be helpful to remember that, and I quote, "One of the things most worth noting in a creative recovery is our reluctance to take seriously the possibility that the universe just might be cooperating." And I think it comes back to remembering that you're not a fraud, that you deserve success, that you are deserving of everything that you want, and that even if you fail at something, it does not mean that you are a failure. It just means that you are learning. And if we can learn to set our skepticism aside, even just for a moment, we might start to make some really interesting discoveries about ourselves and about our creativity. And as Julia puts it, nudging the door open a bit more is what makes for open-mindedness. So allow yourself this week to consciously practice opening your mind and accepting that you are deserving, talented, and the universe is on your side. I'll be back tomorrow with more thoughts on this chapter. In the meantime, I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. I love you so much, and I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed. Bye, beautiful.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.